This week's Sedra is, of course, Parashat Bereshit. And in Parashat Bereshit, we have the first of the Tariag mitzvot, the mitzvah of Priya Varivya, the mitzvah of procreation. We're told that after the creation of man and woman, Vayavarech Otam Elohim, Hashem blessed them, Vayomer Lahem Elohim, and Hashem said to them, Peru Uravu Umilu Et Haaretz V'Chivshuha, be fruitful and multiply and fill up the land and conquer it, or aduvid gatayam over of hashamayim v'chol chayahar ameset al haaretz, and have dominion over all the creatures of the world. So we have this mitzvah of procreation, and this is discussed right at the very beginning of Even HaEzer in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Minchat Chinuch, or the Sefer Chinuch, obviously has it as the first of the mitzvot, and there are a number of points made by the Minchat Chinuch, some of which I want to share with you now. So the first is the question about whether a person fulfills the mitzvah of Peru Revu, of having children, if the children that he fathers, and it's worth noting that the mitzvah of Priya Varivya applies to men but not to women. It's men who've got the mitzvah. Women are associated with the mitzvah, but they don't have an obligation of Priya Varivya. So if a man fathers children who are mamzerim, who are halachically illegitimate, has such a person fulfilled the mitzvah? So there can obviously be two scenarios here. One can be where the person himself is a mamzer and he's fathering children with a person whom he's allowed to marry. Nonetheless, the children are going to be mamzerim. In that case, the Minchat Chinuch says certainly he's fulfilled the mitzvah. But what if it's a person who fathers children who are mamzerim through doing an issa? A person has children with an eshet ish, with a married woman, or a person has children with a close relative. So the Minchat Chinuch says there's a mission in Masechet Yevamot Daf Kaf Bet Amud Aleph, which says Mishi Ishlo Ben Mikol Makom, person who's got a child, a son under any circumstances, Poter Eshet Aviv Min HaYibum, exempts his father's wife from Yibum or Chalitza, because his father didn't die without issue, Uvenol Chol Davar, and he's regarded as his father's child for all matters. So the Yerushalmi explains, what does it mean, Ben Mikol? The Gemara explains, what does it mean, Ben Mikol Makom? Includes a mamzer. Even a mamzer will exempt his father's wife from having yibum. And Benola Chol Davar, according to Yerushalmi, means that even for the mitzvah of Priya Varivya, and even though he's a mamzer, his father has fulfilled the mitzvah. And the Beit Yosef brings this down in the name of the Ritva. But the Minchat Chinuch notes that the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, they don't mention this Yerushalmi, and it looks like they don't paskin like it. In any event, the Minchat Chinuch has got a kasha on the Shita of the Yerushalmi and what the Ritva says, because how can you fulfill a mitzvah when it's mitzvah bar baveira? We've got a principle in general that if you do a mitzvah as a result of an aveira enables you to do a mitzvah, so then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. According to some Rishonim, this means you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah midoraita. According to others, you haven't fulfilled it midrabanan. But either way, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So how can this work here? So the Minchat Chinuch's answer is that the principle of mitzvah bar baveira only applies when the mitzvah and the aveira are simultaneous. But if they're not simultaneous, then an aveira was done. It shouldn't have been done, but it was done. And subsequently, the mitzvah can be fulfilled. So in the case of Priya Varivya, the aveira is the act of intercourse. That shouldn't have been done. But the mitzvah is the birth of the children. And that takes place sometime later. It's separate. It's a separate act, separate action event from the aveira, and therefore it's not a mitzvah habav aveira. That's the first answer that he gives. He then gives another answer in the name of the Maharit El Ghazi, who says that in actual fact this is mitzvah habav aveira, and that's why the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh didn't mention it, because they paskin that you haven't fulfilled your obligation in such a case. How are they going to deal with Yerushalmi? Oh, the Yerushalmi is talking about a case of ones, where a person was forced into the act of intimacy and fathered a child. And therefore, it's not regarded as an Aveira at all. And therefore, he's fulfilled the mitzvah. Another point that the Minchat Chinuch raises is if a person has a child from a non-Jewish woman, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah Pri of Rivia, because the child's not regarded as his child in any sense. And even if the child subsequently converts, he still hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah Pri of Rivia. What if a Gentile has children as a Gentile, and then he and they convert? So according to the Gemara Masechet Yevamot Daf Samach Bet Amud Aleph, he's fulfilled the mitzvah, because they, when he was not Jewish, they were related to him, and therefore they're regarded as his children. If they didn't convert with the father, so then there's a machloket rishonim. According to the Rambam and the Tor, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah, but according to other rishonim, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. The Minchat Chinuch makes the observation that all this applies davka if the mother of the child was non-Jewish herself. Then the children are related to their father. If the mother of the child was Jewish, so then the children aren't related at all to their non-Jewish father, and therefore, even though he might convert, nevertheless, they're still not regarded as his children, and therefore he's not regarded as having fulfilled the mitzvah of Pri of Rivia. Ad kan.